Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And then Thursdays and Fridays, it is the Encore presentation, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. And that's 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time. So Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays live is 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Thursdays and Fridays, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. That's the Encore presentation. Same applies for the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. The Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, and now 94.9 FM as well. And they have done lots and lots of work on the those three FM stations, signals, 94.9, 100.1, 100.9. They've never sounded so loud. They've never sounded so good. They've added lots of different electronic gizmos, boosters and exciters and ticklers and whatever. I don't know what the hell they have. But it gets makes it even even better. So enjoy. You can also see the Facebook Live stream on just by going to my Facebook profile page, Dimitri with Three Eyes. Look for the Dimitri with Three Eyes, Dimitri Vassilars, that has more than 7,500, 7,600, well over 7,000 followers. The other ones are just fakes. Some Nigerian prince is putting them together. They have two or three followers. They're a joke. It's the one with the big lots and lots of thousands and thousands of followers, 7,000, a lot over 7,000. I can't even keep up with it these days, which is a wonderful, wonderful thing. So you can see the Facebook live stream there. Also on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page, please follow both. My page and also the Big Willie page. Send a message to everyone about how important this messaging is, how strongly you feel about this. Again, apologies to our Facebook friends. I'm getting some comments here about ongoing static issues, and I hope it goes away. I don't know. Hold on. We also are getting phone calls here as well. Yes, hi, Big Willie 105.5. How can I help you?
Yeah, so you're saying I don't need to sit next to the tower to pick you up anymore?
That was cruel. That was just plain cruel. Anyway. No, actually, you don't. I don't think you do. I shouldn't have answered so quickly. The right answer is, I hope not. The hell do I know? I don't know. Anyway, so there's that. If you want to call and talk about any of these issues or add your insights regarding anything, my studio line. By the way, if you have not done this already, you need to do this. You need to make this as one of your favorites on your cell phone. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. That's Dimitri with Three Eyes, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. That's the Dimitri Studio Hotline. 740-325-1490. Make it one of your favorites. I know it's one of mine. All right, so back to this Wellsburg thing with this hateful leftist mayor that they're stuck with. That I still don't understand how he ever got the gig there. Anyway, Dan Dudley, who could not have been more vile and disgusting regarding the assassination of Charlie Kirk. I mean, this, and again, I'd be more than happy to have Mayor Dudley in here so he could give us his side. I've already reached out to him. No response. Real class act there, Mayor Dudley. Real class act. Anyway, so same thing with Bloomquist and Andrea, who now wants to be known as Sam. And Otis, the narc for the State Alcohol Control Commission. None of them. Very easy to be brave as long as nobody calls you out. Very easy to be brave. But then when some idiot talking into a microphone calls you out, oh, we can't respond. We got to hide. It's pathetic. Bloomquist, you especially. God almighty. How do you live with yourself? How do you do it? Anyway, so there's that. Where was I? All right, so Wellsburg, the sales tax increase. So there's going to be a net increase in taxation in Wellsburg. They're trying to spin it like, well, we're going to reduce this tax and that tax, and it won't be so bad, and this, that, and the other. The bottom line is there will be a tax increase, or else they wouldn't be doing this. That's the bottom line. All this other stuff is just in the weeds, smoke and mirrors. Bottom line is you're going to have to be paying more taxes in Wellsburg. And the spin that they're trying to, the newspaper's trying to do, is saying, well, it's going to help get more businesses, attract more businesses. A sales tax increase is going to attract more businesses. I mean, really? A sales tax? Oh, hold on. Let me get my studio audience. Hey, studio audience, do you think a sales tax increase in Wellsburg is going to be attracting more businesses? I didn't think so. Thank you. You can all calm down. We spare no expense when it comes to top quality sound effects or anything. All right. So there's that. Back to this taxation thing. What is the connection other than apples between the Big Apple and Wellsburg, home of the Apple Fest? New taxation, higher taxes. And you might think, wait a minute, New York City, Wellsburg, what the hell's wrong with you now, Dimitri? Well, all sorts of things are wrong with me, but you need to hear me out regarding this. The key is this hateful leftist mayor that you're stuck with, this Dan Dudley. What militant liberals do is they love to increase taxes. They think it's a dandy idea. We're just going to tax and get more money from more people. Republicans, so-called conservatives, don't understand the game that's being played. You'll see them in the media, especially on Fox News, talking about the mayor there in New York increasing taxation and what is this going to do to the economy, this, that, and the other. And the conservatives, the Republicans and the conservatives, go on and on about how high taxation is going to drive people out of the city, drive businesses out of the city, and it's going to be terrible. You're going to have less money than ever, and on and on and on. All true, by the way. All true. But they don't understand. The right wing does not understand the game that's being played in New York City or what apparently is going to be being played here in Wellsburg. I'm going to say something that is going to sound counterintuitive, that's going to sound way too simplistic. And you might roll your eyes up into your forehead and go, well, there he goes again. Just hear me out. First, I am not suggesting that in New York City, this new mayor-elect that they're going to have, this communist hiding as a socialist, this Mamdani, whatever the hell his name is. I'm not suggesting he's stupid. He is not stupid. He is very, very smart. It's like people on the right saying that Barack Obama, he's stupid. He's just a community organizer. And I said, no. You don't understand. He is very, very smart. He knows what he's doing. What he's doing is evil. But he knows what he's doing. Same thing with the mayor in New York and now this Dudley, the mayor of Wellsburg. When a city, and it's typically city because the Democrats, the hardcore leftists, control a lot of the cities, whether it's New York City and apparently now Wellsburg with this Dudley character. They want to increase taxes. And they're not stupid. They know that increasing taxes is going to drive people out and drive businesses out of their cities, whether it's New York City or Wellsburg. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, but that's counterintuitive, Dimitri. Our values are we want people to have jobs. We want them to have thriving businesses. We want them to flourish, to grow and flourish. And we know that taxation, high taxes, reduce the likelihood of that happening. The hardcore leftists know that too. Whether in New York City with the mayor-elect or with Wellsburg's mayor, Dan Dudley. So why are they doing this? Why are they increasing taxes when they should be reducing taxes and making government programs or services way more efficient? The hardcore left wants poverty. The hardcore left wants misery. Sounds counterintuitive, just hear me out. Have you ever wondered why the hardcore leftists of Hollywood love Cuba so much? You ever wonder about that? They love Cuba. They've loved it for decades. They think it's just wonderful. It's fantastic. It's terrific. Same thing when Venezuela went socialist, which is, of course, socialism is just communism with a human face, with Maduro and before that, other idiot that they had. There is unspeakable human rights violations. There's grinding poverty. There is no real freedom of speech, no real freedom of any type. And yet the left loves Cuba, loves Venezuela. Sean Penn, my God, he should be living in Venezuela. Hugo Sanchez, I think that was his name. Because that's what the left is all about. You want to think that they share our values, that we have common ground. We want cities to flourish. We want individuals to flourish and businesses and all that. No, 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 no. That's the big misunderstanding that our side has whenever they start complaining about this mayor-elect for New York City or others across the country. Well, they're going to raise taxes, and this is going to drive people away, drive people out of California, drive people out of Los Angeles, drive them out of New York, and businesses are going to relocate this, that, and the other. Why can't the left, these leftists see that? You hear this all the time on Fox News, all the time. The leftists can see that, and that's what they want. Hear me out. I think it was back in the 1950s in Pittsburgh, the closest major city to the Upper Ohio Valley, where they instituted a income tax, city income tax. And within a year or two, I think the city lost like 100,000 people. People moved out. They said, screw this, tax, high taxes. We're going to move to the suburbs. Pittsburgh's population has been decreasing ever since. It's leveled off now to like, I don't know, about 300,000 or something like that. It's really pathetic. The same happens, or the same will happen, certainly in New York City and Chicago and Los Angeles and San Francisco and so many, Seattle and Minneapolis. The reason that the leftists, and including this mayor, Dan Dudley, who I'm sure is behind all of this, and I say that because they wouldn't even interview him. I'm sure he's behind all of this because he's a hardcore leftist who said these hateful, horrible things about Charlie Kirk. The reason that they do this, and again, Cuba's the best example. Who leaves? When the Marxists, the leftists, the communists take over, who leaves? Their political opponents leave. The middle class leaves. Businesses leave. So many other people who would be their typical political enemies leave. Just like in the city of Pittsburgh when they had the tax increase on income. They leave. Who's left? Poor people. With limited economic opportunities because so many businesses have closed. No real Republican Party opposition anywhere. No political opposition, period. It is so much easier if you are the Democrats, hardcore Marxist liberal Democrats, to control a population if your political opponents leave. They want them to leave. Because now the leftists have a strong political base. Cuba, again, is the template for this. You might be thinking, but they don't have as much money. They don't have as much whatever. They don't have as much representation in Congress. It's okay. They have what they need for political power. Same thing now in Wellsburg. I am sure that this hateful, liberal, leftist Mayor Dudley would love for a lot of these businesses to leave and love for his political opponents to leave. That's how the left takes control of and creates a power base. New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Seattle, Portland, Minnesota. This is by design. They want the misery. They want to drive out their political opponents. That's how they stay in power.